And maybe we'll do a PSA?
Possibly. We're now recording. I'll have Tom. This is Richard Roth.
And this is Ellen Thurston. And we're here to talk with Peter Pearson, who's come to Hudson's to start a co-op market, a very exciting venture that we're all really looking forward to hearing more about.
Welcome, Peter.
Thank you both very much.
Peter is the statewide outreach coordinator of New York Sustainable Agriculture Working Group, and he has worked since 2008 to develop a local food system. What drew you to Hudson?
Well, what drew me to Hudson was the fact that Hudson has in place sufficient business infrastructure to support a co-op. We found that in communities where co-ops were successful, there existed, for example, a bookstore, several churches, a dry cleaner, maybe a skateboard shop, and there was sufficient population and traffic that wanted a community market. This is all, co-op means community. So this is for the community and by the community.
Are there sort of studies and statistics you have to go on that indicate a certain demand, a certain market?
You can use census statistics to gauge potential customers. You can look at the existing population in an area and say, well, since everybody has to eat, that can be a potential customer base. But that's why we're having the listening meeting on June 14th at 6:30 at the First Presbyterian Church to get an idea of what the community is capable of supporting, what they want to see on the shelves, how they want the business run.
That's next Tuesday, right?
Yes.
At 6:30?
At 6:30 at First Presbyterian Church, Warren and 4th Streets in Hudson.
And everybody's welcome, obviously.
Oh, yes. There'll be light refreshments donated by Hudson businesses.
Great. So what do you hope to accomplish at the meeting?
Well, we want to introduce the idea. Not everybody knows what a co-op is. There may be erroneous ideas, or people will just have questions. So we're going to have some speakers and basically introduce the project, tell the group where we've come from, where we hope to go, and then open the floor to questions.
And for our listening audience, tell us, what is a co-op?
Well, like as I said earlier, a co-op means community. A co-op is short for cooperative. It means people who band together for a common good, people helping each other. And in the case of a co-op market, it would be a membership organization. Anybody can shop at the co-op. Anybody is free to walk in off the street and shop. But there are distinct benefits to being a member of a co-op, such as co-ops are owners of a community business. So it gives you a voice on the board of directors. It gives you a voice to determine what's going to be on the shelves. What kind of food do you want sold?
What is the typical membership cost?
In the area, meaning the geographic area around Albany, Troy, south to Poughkeepsie, it can range from $125 to $149. That's a one-time charge, and most co-ops will allow you to pay it off in installments. So one thing we're going to have at the co-op is a way for people to sponsor other people's memberships, and there'll be a tax advantage to that.
And then once one is a member, you get a discount at the store?
You'll get a discount. You'll get a notice of special member-only sales and so on. Also, if you're a member, you'll have the opportunity to work at the co-op, volunteer labor in exchange for a percentage off your grocery bill. In Albany at the Honest Weight Food Co-op, which has been very helpful to us, the discount is 25%. So that's a substantial chunk out of your grocery bill.
I think there's a certain misunderstanding about what a co-op is. I heard someone describe it the other day as health food. But what we need here, of course, is, or what everyone has said we need, is a supermarket in Hudson so people don't have to get in a taxi to go out to Price Chopper or ShopRite and do their shopping. So I think of it as kind of a cross between those two. And if you ask me what I want to be able to buy a lemon without getting in my car and going out to ShopRite. Am I going to be able to buy a lemon at the co-op?
You won't be able to avoid it. But you did bring up a very serious point, and that is what I have found for myself in trying to start this project is I'm able to do all my business almost exclusively on foot. Hudson is a very walkable city. Many people don't have a bicycle. Many people don't have a car. And to get food, it becomes an issue. It really becomes an issue. We recognize that in the co-op, and so we want to have a delivery service. But we also want to locate it centrally enough so you can walk to it. And you can leave the co-op with two or three bags of groceries and get home without killing yourself.
Now, lemons you're going to have to get from elsewhere, but you hope to use a lot of local farms.
Yes, one of the points of this co-op is not only to supply community food to the community, cultural and ethnic food, as well as staples and bulk items, but to provide local growers with another way to distribute and market their goods.
I think one of the interesting things about Hudson is its ethnic makeup, its diversity, and I look forward to seeing foods of many nations at the co-op. Is that going to be possible, do you think?
I hope so, but my idea is, and we'll test this out on Tuesday at the meeting, but you should be able to walk into this building and understand it to be a United Nations of food.
Great.
To reflect what constitutes the population in Hudson.
And at the meeting, will people be talking about the kind of foods they want
to see? Oh, certainly, yes. Again, we get our directions from the people, from the community. It's kind of a top-down structure in that the broadest community tells us what to do within the governance of the co-op itself. So that it's an upside-down pyramid.
And what is the actual management structure then, normally?
Well, if I'm good and they want me, I hope to be the general manager. And then I report to the board of directors, and the board of directors gets their direction from the membership. We have annual meetings, and the community says to the board of directors, we don't like this, we do like this, we think you should try something else.
Where is the co-op going to be located, do you think?
Well, we're looking at several locations within downtown Hudson. I can't say anything specific yet, but one of the questions I'm going to ask the community at Tuesday night's meeting is, where would you like it? Where would you like to see it? What would be convenient for everybody?
The idea is to have something that's convenient for people who live in town.
Yes, because if you live outside of town, chances are better that you have a car or transportation, or you don't have to depend on public transportation. But in all of these locations that we're looking at, we're trying to site it near public transportation. There's nothing wrong with taking a bus. It's just that when you have 4 to 6 bags of groceries coming back from Greenport, it's pretty cumbersome.
Now, I've noticed that some co-ops are rather expensive.
That's a good point. You're noticing the expense, and no one has gone to the trouble to explain to you the value of that expense. Price represents value. So I can't speak for everybody, every other co-op, but generally speaking, you're paying a little more to get much more quality. In other words, organic or natural fruits and vegetables are going to be more nutritious than conventionally industrial raised produce. While the industrial raised produce can be cheaper, if you were to test the nutrition in those things, you'd likely find it was much less. So what we say, and if we can put this in a slogan, is when we say, do you want to pay the farmer or do you want to pay the doctor?
Well, that's a good point.
Very good. Your organization is called New York Sustainable Agricultural Working Group.
Correct.
And how is it financed?
It's financed through a large grant from the U.S. Department of Agricultural Risk Management Agency. Risk Management Agency used to be known as crop insurance. So what they ask statewide groups to do across the country, not just New York, is to work with farmers to reduce their risk, to increase their access to market, to provide better distribution channels, and hopefully spread the word on natural and organic practices.
Now, do the farmers also become members?
They can. They would interact with the co-op more as suppliers and vendors. But I would certainly encourage, if your produce is going to be sold there, I'd like you to buy there.
You know, I full disclosure, I knew Peter, 25 years ago when we were both working in New York City. And I knew him. He was involved in publishing. So how did this journey to bring you to Hudson happen?
Well, I'm a seeker, and I'm a dreamer, and I'm an idealist. And when you knew me, I still am very interested in books and printing and traditional methods of production, but it really comes down to making things. I love to make things. I'm not a desk jockey. At the co-op, you'll see me on the floor sweeping, stocking shelves, cleaning bathrooms. I love to be in action and in motion. I grew up on a farm, and at the age of 18, I ran away because that wasn't the cool place to be when you're 18 and everything you thought was happening elsewhere. But as I've gotten older, I return to my farm roots and my farm values and those ethics and morals, and they've served me well. So food has always been in my life, making food. I've worked in New York City as a chef, as a waiter, and it's something I gravitate to.
Go ahead, Ellen.
No, I was going to say we all gravitate toward food. That's the thing. We're all foodies.
It sounds like you've been involved with other co-ops.
Not directly. I'm a member of the Honest Weight Co-op in Albany. And they, again, have been very helpful. There are seven principles in the co-op world. They're called the Rokedale principles. Rokedale was a town in England, and it was probably the first place on earth that banded together in a formal way for mutual benefit. And one of the Rokedale principles is that each co-op needs to start another one. Now, there are many kinds of co-ops. There are banking co-ops, there are agricultural co-ops, there are food co-ops, there are gazillion. But some of the best known, gazillion is a technical term. One of the best known is Mondragon in Spain, in the Basque region, and they're the largest. So co-ops are meant to help each other, and I haven't had any direct experience, but that hasn't stopped me because I've gotten so much support in Hudson.
I'm looking here at your fact sheet, and it said that your initial plans for a local food system centered around a fruit and vegetable cannery. Is there any thought to having space within the co-op where sort of mass food preparation could take place? I would like a soup exchange, for example. I would like my freezer filled with wonderful soups for the winter. I don't look forward to soup on this day, but I can see the winter coming. Is that a possibility?
Well, again, because I like to make things and I like to be in the kitchen, I hope to have a kitchen within the co-op initially that will prepare what's called in the industry grab-and-go items, soup and salad and sandwiches, but that is available to the community after 7 o'clock. If we stay open 7 days a week from 7 to 7, after 7 o'clock, I don't want that facility to be at rest. I want it to be used. So a shared-use kitchen is a very strong possibility here.
That's great. What kind of outreach are you able to be doing at this point?
Well, thanks to a lot of people in city government and business owners, I've been able to walk everywhere and basically walk in unannounced and say, this is who I am, can we sit down and talk? And people have been generally very receptive. Where they haven't been receptive, it's because of their time and the fact that they don't take drop-ins. And so I've been everywhere in town. I've been in every ward, handing out leaflets and having meetings and talking to people.
You mentioned something about delivery.
Mm-hmm.
How would that work?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because each business, regardless of co-op or not, is capable of starting other businesses. In a food co-op, in a grocery environment, you generate a lot of stuff. You generate garbage, you generate paper, you generate refuse, but you also, and these things have to be handled. So those are examples of little businesses that could start off on the side. Somebody has to take care of this stuff. Somebody could have a business with compost, for example, or trash removal, or taking recyclable goods into the school system for art materials. That was proposed. Back to delivery, I had an idea, and I stopped a stranger on the street, and I said, would you like to make some money? And he looked at me in a very suspicious way, as well he should, and said, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, we're thinking about starting a co-op here, but a lot of people don't have ways to get the food into their homes. They either buy it here and they carry it home, but would you be interested in starting a delivery system with the co-op where we would supply bicycles and you would supply labor and management and we would split the cost, some might split the profits? And that's an example of a delivery system. You know, again, using what's available, using the folks on the street, using the labor that's around. The great job for kids in the summer. You know, and it could be transitioned into a full-time thing.
Have you spoken to farmers and producers?
Oh, yes. Luckily, I made a connection through the Cornell County Extension, and I've been talking to a lot of growers and producers, and they're very excited with this.
So how does this fit in with the Hudson Farmers Market, which, of course, only operates in the summer months, but...
Well, if I could, I'd like to have the farmer's market next door to the co-op or vice versa, because you can do cross-merchandising. At the farmer's market, you can say Ellen's green beans are available here one day a week, but they're available 6 days a week at the co-op.
Now, in Chatham, they have the farmer's market on Friday afternoons in front of the co-op, actually.
And it tends to, one figure I heard was it tends to triple everybody's business. People are in the frame of mind to go grocery shopping. They find the basil out in the fresh farmer's market, and then somebody in the family says, but wouldn't that go well on spaghetti? Well, they don't sell spaghetti at the farmer's market, so they go into the co-op. So people are pretty creative on their own. If you can just put them together, they'll respond.
Peter, how many jobs do you think, how many people will you actually employ in the co-op itself?
We're looking at 6 full-time and 6 to 7 part-time. Again, our idea is to run it 7 days a week from 7 until 7. So that's a shift and a half with overlap.
Right.
If the response is enough, we'll keep adding people.
You know, there isn't anybody I've talked to who hasn't been totally excited about this, because people that I know in Hudson have been talking about a co-op forever. And they are surprised there isn't one already. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to the meeting on next Tuesday, the 14th. And for future meetings, apparently, Peter, you told me as we were chatting earlier that one meeting begets another, apparently.
So. We'll have to have another meeting after the first one, another meeting in about 2 weeks to follow up, to report back, to fine-tune, to hear other people's ideas, because generally people need some time to think about it and talk amongst their friends and formulate objections or suggestions or ways to work. So I don't want to turn this into a bureaucracy, but we do need to have at least a second meeting.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Just the time and date, June 14th, 6:30 p.m., at First Presbyterian Church. We're going to have refreshments, and if you eat, you belong being there. Bring your friends and family.
Peter Pearson, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.